Well, unfortunately, our presence in Iraq is currently making the war on terror more difficult. It is serving as a recruiting tool for radical Islamists around the country. And the bottom line is that our presence there is now creating more terrorists than we are eliminating there. So I believe we need to, in a responsible way, begin to bring our presence in Iraq to a conclusion so that we can utilize our resources in Afghanistan and elsewhere in ways that actually will be more effective in fighting the war against terror.
Already this morning in the Foreign Affairs Committee, the general has been asked about any connection between al-Qaeda activity in Iraq and what he's doing and whether it's effective against al-Qaeda. And he was unable to answer. Is that something that you would feel you would need to press him on?
Well, it's an important question. My understanding is that we are making progress with the help of Sunni leaders in Iraq against the al-Qaeda elements there. But the National Security and Intelligence Services indicate to us that the real threat is emanating from Afghanistan and the tribal areas in Pakistan, and we've not devoted enough resources to combating those threats, primarily because we're so heavily engaged in Iraq. So again, on a sort of global basis, our presence in Iraq, unfortunately, seems to be creating more terrorists than it's eliminating, and it's using resources that could be more effectively used elsewhere to try and combat the global terrorist threat.
And may I ask you, what are your concerns as a member of the Armed Services Committee that weren't met yesterday by the congressional questioning of the general?
Well, the real issue here is whether there can be political reconciliation among Iraqis. That is what has to happen. And they're just not making the progress that any of us want to see. So the question is, what can we do to try and encourage them in that direction? We've attempted a strategy for the last 4.5 years of standing by them, of reassuring them. And regrettably, I think they've used that as sort of a crutch and as an excuse for not making hard decisions. I've reached the conclusion that we need to try a different approach and say, look, we're willing to stand by you, but only if you do your part. So you need to begin to do these things. And if you don't, well, we're not going to continue to enable dysfunction.
One final question. Senator Boxer asked a question today to which she said she'd take a written answer. I wonder if you would ask the same question or what you think the answer might be. It was quite simply, how long are the United States forces in Iraq?
Well, I think the general, I didn't hear her question, but I assume that he answered that no one can answer.
Well, he's
that.
Promised her a written answer.
Well, I will look forward with anticipation to his response. Look, none of us want to stay any longer than is absolutely necessary. Many of us have concluded that we need to bring our presence there to a responsible conclusion in a way that maximizes the chances for a stable Iraq, keeps it from becoming a safe haven against terrorists. But to continue the current strategy just simply does not seem to be working, and therefore we need to change the course.